A developer got early approval from Coquitlam Council this week to build 2 6-story apartment blocks on the city's western side. On Monday, October 21, Council voted 6-2 in favor of Quantum Properties' applications for a 6-story market rental building, with 175 units, at 619, 623 and 627 Alderson Avenue, 626 and 628 Grayson Avenue and 271 Gilby Street. Counts. Terry Towner and Robert Mazzarolo opposed the 3 bylaw readings for the rezoning. Mayor Richard Stewart was not at the meeting. According to a report from Chris Jarvie, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services, Quantum plans to consolidate the 6 single-family lots to construct the apartment building over an underground parkade with 112 stalls, as well as close the city-owned lane nearby. The project, if approved, would have 12 studio suites, 52 one-bedroom units, 57 one-bedroom units plus den, 37 two-bedroom homes and 17 three-bedroom units in the Lower Lougheed neighborhood. Towner said she's not pleased that only 65% of the tenants will have a parking spot and she fears residents' vehicles will spill onto side streets. But Jarvie said under the new provincially mandated housing rules that went into effect last fall, new multifamily buildings close to SkyTrain stations don't have to provide parking. The project is fully compliant with Victoria's housing order, added Andrew Merrill, Coquitlam's general manager of planning and development. Town. Brent Asmundson also warned that removing parking from new builds will greatly impact the livability of our city. Mazzarolo nixed the proposal because of the unit makeup and cited the city's housing needs report, which came before Committee of Council on Monday, that calls for more 3-bedroom suites in the city. The Quantum proposal doesn't match. It doesn't come close to the housing needs report, he argued. We have to find a way to get more family-sized units in developments. If adopted by council, the bid will bring in for the city an estimated $4 million in development cost charges, $518,145 in community amenity contributions, including $96,821 for the Child Care Reserve Fund, $3,500 for transportation demand management monitoring. Oakdale plans. Meanwhile, Quantum also received 3 bylaw readings on Monday to rezone 6 properties in the Oakdale neighborhood. The company plans a 6-story strata titled apartment block with 156 units at 564, 568 and 574 Harrison Avenue, 565, 569 and 575 Kemsley Avenue and part of Gardena Drive, mostly for students enrolled at Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain. As with the Alderson bid, Mazzarolo took aim at Quantum for not supplying larger homes for families and he voted against the plans. According to the application, 1 in 5 suites in the building would be a studio. I would say to applicants, if you're going to do student housing, let's make it true student housing, Mazzarolo said. This is more building units for investors to rent to students at high market rates. Town. Dennis Marsden, who chaired the council meeting, urged post-secondary institutions to construct dorms on campus, which he claimed are more economical to build than condos. Still, Quantum's bid checks the boxes and fits the rules for the provincial housing legislation to grow faster, Marsden said. Under the new legislation, development proposals that are compliant with the city's official community plan don't require a public hearing. If adopted by council, the bid will bring in for the city an estimated $3.6 million in development cost charges, $55,000 in community amenity contributions, including $102,000 for the Child Care Reserve Fund.